Good morning again. Yeah, I think there's something deeply human about that question that the disciples asked in Acts chapter 1, verse 6. Right there, they say, Lord, is this the time? Is this the time that you are going to restore your kingdom to Israel? And really, it's a question about timing and control and outcome. It's the kind of question I would ask, right? I love to have clarity. I like to know what's going to happen. I like to know the order things go. It really would be. This would be me. I would be the one raising my hand, asking, God, is this the time? Is this finally the time? You know, we want clarity often before we want obedience. We want to know when and how and on what schedule God's going to act. And at this point, you know, the disciples have walked with Jesus through death and through resurrection. They have seen the risen Lord. They've listened to his teaching for 40 days. And they are still asking if now is the time for the kingdom to arrive in a way that they expect. And it tells us something important. It tells us that even after the resurrection, people can still be shaped by old assumptions. Right? Even after encountering the living Christ, we can still want a kingdom that fits our plans. The good news is Jesus doesn't give them a timetable. He gives them a calling. And he says to them, now is not the time for you to know this, right? Only the Father has fixed this according to his own authority. And then he gives them something better than a schedule. He gives them the power of the Holy Spirit and a mission to be his witnesses. And that's the movement of the passage. It moves the disciples from trying to manage the future to revealing Jesus in the present. And this is exactly what resurrection people do. They reveal Christ. They reveal Christ in normal, ordinary places of life. Right? We don't simply admire the resurrection. We're called to embody its power. Resurrection people reveal Jesus through spirit-filled witness, through faithful obedience, and through courageous presence. And today we're going to be unpacking what it means to be a resurrection people that reveal, revealing Jesus by living revealing Jesus as we live as spirit-empowered witnesses who trust God's timing and receive God's power and carry God's story into the world. And so here's the first point. Point number one is that resurrection people reveal Jesus by trusting in God's timing. Acts chapter 1, 6, we've already heard it before, but we'll read it again. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come when you are going to free Israel and restore our kingdom? And on the surface, the question sounds incredibly reasonable. After all, Jesus has risen from the dead. What else is there left to do? Why not resurrection? Why not restoration? Why not victory? Why not the visible completion of God's promise? But Jesus redirects them and he says this, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons by which the Father has fixed by his own authority. And that answer for those of us who like to know things can be a little bit frustrating. Right? We want certainty. We want God to explain the timetable to us. We want to know when the suffering is going to end, when prayers will be answered, and when the kingdom will arrive in all of its fullness. But Jesus doesn't hand over a clock to them. He hands them a mission. The first act of resurrection witness is trust. Right? Not everything is going to be revealed to us, but enough will be given to us. We may not know the schedule, but we know the Savior. We know the truth. Trusting God's timing means learning to live faithfully in the in-between. Now, the disciples at this point are in the in-between moment. Right? Jesus has risen, but he hasn't yet ascended. The Spirit has been promised, but it hasn't yet been poured out. The kingdom is real, but it hasn't been made fully visible. They are standing in the gap between promise and fulfillment. And I think we can understand that place as well, because we live in between the resurrection and the gift of the Holy Spirit and the return of Jesus. Between what he has already done and what he has yet to complete. We too live in that tension of hope. But the problem is that tension can become anxiety. Right? We want immediate answers. We want quick solutions. We want God to move on our schedule. But Jesus teaches us something better. Trust the Father who holds time in his hands. Now, this isn't passive waiting. This is active trust. It means that we remain faithful even though we don't have all the details. It means that we continue to pray, continue to serve, continue to love, continue to obey, even when the timing is not the one we would choose. Resurrection people reveal Jesus by showing the world what trust looks like. In a world obsessed with control, they live with peace. In a world driven by urgency, they live with patience. In a world demanding immediate results, they live with enduring faithfulness. The disciples wanted the restoration of the kingdom, but Jesus wanted witnesses who would embody the kingdom. And that difference matters. The kingdom is not something merely that is predicted. It is something to be revealed. And it is revealed most clearly when God's people trust him enough to wait. Now, secondly, resurrection people reveal Jesus by receiving God's power. You know, Jesus goes on to say in this passage in Acts chapter 1, Acts 1, 8a, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." And that word "receive" is incredibly important. The disciples are not told to manufacture power. They're not told to develop charisma or build a strategy that's going to succeed through human strength. They are simply told to receive. Hey, this is the pattern of the resurrection life. God gives before we go. God empowers before we perform. God fills before he sends. The source of our witness is not our sparkling personalities. It isn't our education. It's not even our courage in the ordinary sense. The source is the Holy Spirit. Without the Spirit, our witness becomes obligation. But with the Spirit, our witness becomes simply the overflow. And that means resurrection people don't reveal Jesus by pretending that they are enough. They reveal Jesus by depending upon the one who is enough. And there's an incredible humility that goes with this. Because power is received, not achieved. And that frees us from two common temptations. First of all, it frees us from self-reliance. We don't have to be the Savior. We don't have to fix everyone. We don't have to produce spiritual fruit through sheer effort, because the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives. Secondly, it frees us from fear. You know, if our mission depended on our ability alone, then we would always feel inadequate. But if the mission depends upon God's power, then we could move forward with confidence. The Spirit gives a boldness where there was hesitation. It gives wisdom where there was confusion and love where there was fear. The book of Acts will show us time and time again that ordinary people become extraordinary, courageous witnesses when the Spirit fills them. Peter, right? You remember grand old Peter who denied Jesus? Peter will preach with boldness. The fearful become the faithful. The scattered become the sent. And the hidden becomes visible. Because that's what resurrection power does. It transforms ordinary people into living signs of Jesus' reign. And so I think we need to ask ourselves, where are we trying to witness without power? Where are we trying to witness in our own strength? Where are we trying to serve without prayer, or speak without dependence, or act without surrender? Resurrection people reveal Jesus not by doing more things in their own strength, but by receiving more of the Spirit's life. The world doesn't need a church that is merely busy. It needs a church that is filled with the Holy Spirit. And that brings us to point number three, that resurrection people reveal Jesus by carrying God's story. Acts 1:8 concludes this way. Jesus says, "But you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria to the very ends of the earth." Right? It's not just a travel plan that Jesus is giving them. It's a calling to carry the story, the message of Jesus outward. Right? To be a witness means to testify to what you have heard. The disciples have seen the crucified and risen Christ. They have heard his teaching. They had encountered his mercy. And now they were to make Jesus known. And this is our identity, right? We are resurrection people. We live on this side of Easter, right? We get to be storytellers of God's grace. We reveal Jesus by telling the truth about who he is and what he has done. We get to reveal Jesus in our words, in our actions, and in our communities. How we reveal Jesus begins local, right? It begins in Jerusalem, the household, the church, the neighborhood, the places where we already live. Resurrection people reveal Jesus in the ordinary spaces of our lives. All right, we can share Jesus when we're having a meal with someone. We can share Jesus through a prayer offered in faith, or a conversation marked with God's grace. By simply being available to the whisper of the Holy Spirit. Right, these are not small things, they are witness. But it also expands then outward into Judea and Samaria and to the very ends of the earth. Right? Beyond our comfort zones, across differences, into places where Jesus is not yet known. Resurrection people are not content to keep Christ private or confined. They are called to carry his story further. And the story that they carry is not about their own greatness. It is his. You know, look at what God has done. Look at who Jesus is. Look how God's mercy has changed me. Right, the world should look at resurrection people and say, there is something different here. When the world looks at us, they should see that there is a joy in us that does not make sense. They should see a peace that doesn't come from our circumstances. They should see a courage that cannot be explained by personality alone. Because the difference points to Jesus. Right? To reveal Christ is to let his life show through ours. And so why don't we ask the question, how will we live as people who reveal Jesus right now? And so why not this week pick one place where Jesus needs to be revealed through you? Could be your home or your workplace. Maybe it's a friendship or a place where you have been hesitant to speak about your faith. And then each day, pray this prayer. Lord, help me trust your timing. Help me to receive your power and carry your story. Pray that every day. And then lastly, take one concrete step towards that goal. Speak a word of hope. Offer a prayer. Share your testimony. Serve someone in love. Or invite someone to Christ. Because resurrection people reveal Jesus. They reveal him in patience. They reveal him in power. They reveal him in witness. And when the church lives this way, the world gets a glimpse of the risen Lord. When we live this way, the people who are around us see a difference in us. You know, our faith is not simply ours, but our faith is meant to be communicated. The hope we receive because we have Jesus is not supposed to end here. That hope is called to go outwards and help someone else have hope. The mercy that we've received is not simply for us, but it's to tell somebody else who is suffering with guilt and shame that mercy exists through Jesus. And God chooses to use resurrection people as a way to communicate his story. He is calling you to communicate his story. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are grateful for this call that you have placed upon our lives. That Lord, as a resurrection people, we are called to reveal our Savior. We're called to reveal him, Lord, in every aspect and in every area of our lives. Jesus, we pray that we would sense your Spirit within us and we would allow your Spirit to have control in us. Give us a holy boldness, Lord, to follow you into every area of our lives. And to help us to speak about your love with conviction and hope. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name, Savior, that we pray. Amen. Amen. Church, let's never forget that we are called to ministry. We are called to ministry. It's just not the person you may see up front, but each and every one of us has a call on their lives to reveal the risen Christ in the world that surrounds them. God is calling you specifically for this task. Here, receive what Jesus is calling you to do. You know, to make the decision today to take up your cross, to deny yourself, to take up your cross, and to follow after him. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for your incredible love for us. Lord, a love that knows no bounds, a love that would leave the perfection and the safety of heaven to come and dwell as one of us. To dwell as one of us without sin. To dwell as one of us as the one who would receive the punishment for all of our sin so that we could live. Lord, we who have been given so much are being called now to share it, to reveal it to this world. Here we are, dear God. We pray that you would use us. Help us to see that as we leave this space, that we are truly entering into the mission field. Jesus, it is in your name that we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, everybody. Have a wonderful Sunday, and we'll see you next week.